behalf of the Torah way, we all want to wish Dudi Iskovich Mazel Tov on the occasion of a mitzvah of his son Yisrael. Dudi runs this program very professionally, and we all thank him. Daladir, Thursday the 23rd of April, Rabbi Nachim Ostroff, my new Kiddush Kois.
Good morning. So the inyan I want to speak about today, I think, is highly relevant, and it's something which can come up all the time, any time of year, and it's something which, although it's halachas which in some way are mufusamim, they're well known, there are parts of these halachas which I want to discuss which are not so well known, and therefore I want to start off with some dvorim pshutim, but hopefully as we go through the shiur, I want to get to some of the lomdas as well at the end, and finish on time. So, number one, the story behind the title, my new Kiddush Kois. After I got married, I was in Eretz Yisrael, my wife and I took a trip to Geula to buy ourselves a new Kiddush Kois. We wanted to, Chabad Shabbos, buy ourselves a nice old Kiddush Kois, and we did. We went, found a nice shop, Haimish Yigit, and he sold us a new Kiddush Kois. At this point, I realized I had four shilas with regard to a possible bracha on my new Kiddush Kois. And so, I want to take you through these four shailas and discuss the halachas which came out from here. First three shailas in a nutshell are if, when, and what. And then shaila four we're going to get to when we've dealt with the first three. First shaila is, I bought a new Kiddush Kois. What would my shaila of a brocha be here? Obviously the shaila we're talking about is Shechiyonu. And this comes from the basic halach in Shulchan Aruch. These halachs are all brought down as Hilcha Shechiyonu in Arachayim and Siman Reish Chaf Gimel. And there, very clearly, the halacha says that if Bono buys Chodosh, Ekona Kelim Chodosh, if someone builds himself a new house, or he buys himself a new Kelim, then you make a Shechiyonu, very clear, Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, and he goes on, there's particular halachas about if you bought, you rebought, even if you bought it second hand, those halachas I want to leave for now, because in most cases nowadays we can buy things first hand. So, does one make a bracha on one Kiddush Kois? Absolutely. There should be no shaila at all. Clear halacha, mefurish and shulchan aruch, that one should. However, if any of you are sitting here and thinking, well, do I normally make a bracha on your new kelim? Do I normally make a shechiyonu? So already I can see faces here thinking that, well, one doesn't. Now the question is, why not? It's absolutely clear in the Shulchan Aruch that one does. So, and by the way, the Mishnah Berurah clearly points out here that when we're talking about Kelim Chadoshim, this is really just about anything. Anything which is going to give you some level of simcha in buying it. It could even be Machal HaMishnah. If you bought yourself a new 21-year-old Lemarandri, then that's definitely something which should be roi for a bracha. That's hopefully will give you some simcha even before you drink it. And it's something which should be royal for a Shechiyonu. Definitely a new Kiddush Kois, something which I spent money on. Why shouldn't I be making a Shechiyonu? So, anyone who had this was shaking their heads, it's not unfounded. The Mogen Avraham already, and the Bach on the tour, already bring that there is, it says, Loi Ro'isni, this one of the I have not seen people being careful to make such a Shechiyonu when they're buying new Kedim. Why is this? Says the Mogen Avraham, because there is an opinion in the Gemara, and it's paskin by the Ge'onim, Rav Shreirigon already says, that we don't make Shechiyonu on new Kelim. We only make Shechiyonu on situations which bom is man is man, which things like mitzvahs which come at specific time periods, that is when we're going to make a Shechiyonu. But we don't make a bracha on Kelim Chadoshim. The trouble is, the Gemara, in the end of Brachos Tali, says that you do. How this comes down, and the Shulchan Aruch is passing, obviously you do make a bracha on clothes. It's therefore, what's clear in the Rishonim here, that there is a machloikus as to how to understand which Gemara we go with. There is a Gemara in Erevin which seems to imply that when you make Shechiyonu, on things which come, Nizman, Nizman. But Kona Kelim Chadoshim, which the Gemara in Bracha says, it seems to be other Rishonim understand, that we do not, that, you know, you do make a bracha on buying new Kelim. Now the Mogen Avraham says, and therefore I'm being matzdik this minhag. Those who indeed who have the minhag to not make brachos on Kelim Chadoshim, they have Rav Shreirigon and those Rishonim to rely on. However, if we're coming to halacha lemaisa, I should point out here, the Shulchan Aruch I just read to you very clearly Paskens, one does make a bracha on new kelim of any sort. Equally, the Mishnah Brura, even though the Mogen Avraham brings the fact that there is such a minhag not to make a bracha shefi on your new kelim, then Mishnah Brura doesn't bring it. Mishnah Brura very clearly goes with the Shulchan Aruch that, yet one can make a bracha. And
one should.
Well, definitely one should be making a bracha on new kelim. So, halacha l'maaso, how should one be noeg? So, I was bothered by this problem, and I discussed it with my mashgiach, who's Rav Mandelbaum, who's the author of Vezos HaBrocha, a very popular Hilchos Brocha Sefer. And so I said, well, what is the minhag as far as this goes? So the psak in the Hachro seems to be that, really and truly, the Mogen Avraham himself, who brings this minhag, he says, but the halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch. And I have to say, this minhag is well-founded. It's not just from the Mogen Avraham, the Ashkenazim, the Sfardim, the Kafachaim, the Ben Ishchai also say there is such a thing as a minhag not to make brochois on new kelim. Rav Shlomo Zalman also is misyaches to the fact there is such a minhag. However, it seems to be, and this is what my Mashgiach told me, that very clearly, the halacha psuka definitely should be that one should make brochas. And many of you probably know that if you buy a new suit, that seems to be well known. If you buy a new suit, you make a brocha. Now, if you're going to make a new brocha when you buy a new suit, there's no reason why you shouldn't be making a new brocha when you're buying anything else. Because to be consistent, new clothes, new kelim, it's all one and the same thing. Correct. Depends on the simcha. Depends on the simcha. So that's what I'm going to get to now.
One second.
Correct.
They say only on a tailor-made suit you should make a shefi on it. On an off the peg, one shouldn't. There's an opinion on it.
Who said that?
Perhaps. Well, so let me tell you. Therefore, I would say the following. Definitely, if one knows that he has a specific minhag, which he knows that his family or his tzibor are noheg, not to make brachos, then definitely I would tell you, you have on whom to rely. There is this minhag brought from the Rishonim. However, the Psak Halacha seems to be that one definitely should make a bracha when one buys new kelim. So what are the guidelines, therefore, to define what is such a keli on which you should make a bracha? So,
if you buy it from somebody, then you make
the bracha. That's a complicated sugya about being makabel matana, not directly related to what I'm talking about. But there are two guidelines as to how to decide whether you should be making a bracha. Number one, it has to be something which you don't buy every day. It has to have enough chashivas to you. This isn't something you buy every other day. I mean, if you buy a bottle of whiskey every other day, then you wouldn't be making a bracha. But if it's something which, you know, for a simcha, you went and bought yourself a new bottle, or you bought yourself a washing machine, a fridge, something like that, or, as in my situation, a new kiddush kois, it's not something you buy every day. That definitely is one consideration which qualifies you to make a bracha. The second guideline is it has to be an expense. It has to be something which you're going to pay a distinct amount of money for. Now, obviously, this is toilet on every single person according to his particular situation at that moment. And the Shulchan Aruch also already is misyaches to that there are aniyim and there are ashirim, and therefore there could be something on which an asher would not be making a bracha on which an ani would. And therefore, those are the two guidelines which I think halacha l'maaseh one should take with you. And I think that is perhaps why it has become, the minhag is not so common to make the bracha, because the guidelines are very personal. So once again, two things. Number one, it has to be something which you don't buy every day, something which is special. And number two, it has to be something which is an expense, something which you feel I had to pay some money to invest in this. Then, in such a situation, you make shefi on them. So therefore, as far as my kiddush kois goes, I definitely think, I took the trip, it paid, you know, quite a few hundred shekel, I definitely think that was something which qualifies for a bracha of shefi on them. That is the first shaila of if. Second shaila is when. When do I make the bracha shefi on this new keli which I have now purchased? So, again, this is clear from the Gemara on the Shulchan Aruch. Bishas ha-kinyon yesh lo levarech. At the time of the kinyon, that is the time you should make the bracha. Chazal were mishayer that a person, as he buys this chayfet, he's able to walk out of the shop now holding his brand new keli. That gives him sufficient simcha that Chazal said, now you can make shefi on it. However, what if one didn't? One forgot, one didn't realize, he didn't make the bracha bishas the kinyon, he was too busy, you know, getting himself a good deal. Then When do you make the bracha? The next best time, say Chazal, the next point at which you can have a height of simcha to make the shachianu is the first time you use it. The first time you have the hishtamshus. Classic example with the suit is when the first time you wear it. Or with my Kiddush guys, the first time I'd make Kiddush on it, that should be the time on which to make the shachianu. So, the Mishnah Berurah already brings here that there's a point. What happens if when you buy the keli, whatever it is, it's not yet ready for use? And these are the classic examples which we know. A suit which you bought but has not been checked for shatness. You can't wear it yet. So in such a situation, when do you make the bracha? After it's been shatness checked, the first time you use it, that's obviously you're going to have to write l'chatchila on the next best time. Another classic example brought in the Shaar HaTzion, from Akiva Eger, is that if you have a keli which needs tevila. And my Kiddush Kois, even though I went to Gaul, I bought it from some Haimish Yid, it still said made in Taiwan on the box. So, therefore, I had to wait till I toiveled it to be able to make the bracha, because it has to be the simcha of having this keli ready to use, and all such time that as yet unready to use, you don't make a bracha. And therefore, follows, obviously, that if one makes, if one's doing mail order, if one is ordering online, which is very common today, then obviously one doesn't make the bracha until such time as he's going to use it the first time, because even though he found this amazing seer online, he got it for so cheap, not like, you know, like the old Jewish joke that you know, someone says, you see, bought something new, you know, how much did it cost? Oh, so and so much. How much you pay for it? Classic example. So even if you're so happy you found this amazing seer on eBay, nonetheless you still wouldn't make a bracha when you buy it, because you haven't got it yet to make use of, and Chazal said, therefore you don't have enough simcha yet, and therefore the real simcha is the first time you're going to use it. That's question two as regards to when. Now, question number three, which third shaila is what? What bracha am I going to make? So what options am I giving you here? We've been discussing the bracha of Shechiyonu. Well, again, Shulchan Aruch clearly tells us, Kana kelim shemishtamshim bohem hu uvenei beisoi, mavarech atoi bahametiv. If it's something, this keli, is not specific to you, but it's something which you and your household or you and others are going to have benefit from, therefore, that's enough to make a different bracha. You make the bracha hatoy v'hametiv. Toy to me, mativ to others.
Not shechiyonu.
And not shechiyonu. Shechiyonu is a bracha specific when the hana is to yourself. Mm-hmm. And therefore, and the Rav Moshe Feinstein clearly writes us in a tshuva, a person's buying himself a new car. If he's buying himself a car for his own personal commute to work, something like that, then what bracha does he make? Shechiyonu. If, however, he's buying himself a family car to take his kids around, for his wife to use, what bracha do you make? Hatzoyva meitiv. If you're buying a new fridge, you're buying a new dishwasher, any such household item like that, l'chayra that's used for the whole family, in which case you make the bracha of hatzoyva meitiv.
And if you buy a gift for someone, do you make that bracha, hatzoyva meitiv?
If you buy a gift for someone, again, that's a bit beyond parameters of the shir, that's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. It's machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch on that. I don't want to get into that now, but it's a good question. And therefore, very clearly, if the keli is for general shared use, the bracha is hatoy v'ametiv. If the keli is one's personal use, it's shechiyonu. I, with my Kiddush kois, was a little bit unsure, because I make Kiddush for my family. But sometimes my wife makes Kiddush for herself. And there are times when, you know, when I'm, and we have guests, so when I'm making Kiddush, even though I'm making the Kiddush, I am making Kiddush on behalf of everybody there. So I was a bit unsure what to assume with regard to my Kiddush kois. Is this something which is for general use, or is it something which is for personal use? But I think the Hagdara here is based on Roy. If you have a car which, you know, you normally use it for your commute to work, but to, you know, today, you know, the kids had to get to school, so, and you're going to take the kids in your personal car, does that mean that when you should have made the bracha tova meitiv? So I think the Hadara here is roiv. You go basa roiv, like all things in, all shailas in like this, if you're trying to decide what bracha this thing should be, it goes by roiv. What do you normally use this chafetz for? If it's something which is normally roiv of its use is personal, then it's the bracha shechiyonu. If, however, the roiv of the use is going to be shared, it's for the family, it's for guests or some situation like that, then you would make the bracha of hatoy v'hametiv. Okay, so far so good. Those are the first three shailas I had with my Kiddush guys. If do indeed I make such a bracha, and we saw that even though there is definitely a strong minhag not to, the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch, and the seemingly that what should be is that one should be making a bracha, when Shas Kinyan, if not first Ishtamshus, and what bracha do you make? If it's personal, Shechiyanu, if it's shared, it's going to be Hatzai Vamitiv. Now, the fourth Shaila, this is where it's going to get complicated, but it's an interesting Shaila. Should I actually be making a bracha on my Kiddush Kois at all? Now, where does this Shaila stem from? It stems from another piece of Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says that if a person buys himself Sforim, bought himself a new set of Shas, says the Mogen Avraham, you don't make a bracha of Shechiyonu. Why not? He says because there's a klal we find in all of Shas, mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. Mitzvahs are not there for your personal benefit. To the extent that if someone makes a neder not to have hanah from something which is a mitzvah, he can have hanah from it. Because the hanah a person is having from a mitzvah is not considered to be his own. He's doing it for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and therefore it's not considered his own personal hanah. Mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. So therefore, says the Mogen Avraham, if a person buys divrei mitzvah, for example, svarim, then he doesn't have to make a bracha, Shechiyonu, because the hanah he's getting is not his. And therefore, passes the Mogen Avraham very clearly, you don't make a bracha on svarim. You don't make a Shechiyonu. However, there are cholkim. The Mishnah Berurah already brings, the Moir of Tzion, Yaakov Emden, who clearly paskins otherwise. He argues with the Mogen Avraham. He says, no, when you're buying Sforim, the Chazal, when they were masakin a brach of Shechiyonu, it's not on the specific hanor, the benefit you are now having from using these divrei mitzvah, from using Sforim, but rather the hanor you have, it's the simcha. It's the simcha that you have when you bought the Schafetz. You now have a new set of Shas which you didn't have before. And therefore, that's already enough to justify making a Bercha Shechiyonu. So we have this Machalikus. Mogen Avraham says, Divrei Mitzvah, Sfarim is his example. In such a situation, you don't make a bracha. However, the Mayuk Tzia clearly argues that no, he says you can make the Bercha Shechiyonu because it's on the Simcha. And the Mishnah Berurah brings both of these Tzadokim. So, we have a Machalikus. So, Lama Brengan Araya. There's a very interesting ride brought from the Mogen Avraham. And, okay, start with the Shittas of Rambam. There is an opinion of the Rambam who says, not as we've been discussing till now about buying new things. What if you made yourself a Dvar Mitzvah? The Rambam's discussing if you make yourself a pair of tefillin, you make yourself tzitzis. The Rambam says that has also enough justification to allow you to make a Shechiyonu. You invested the time and the effort to make yourself a new pair of tefillin. Says the Rambam, the first time you put on that tefillin, you can make a Shechiyonu. That is the Shitra of the Rambam. The Tur, in Hilchos Tzitzis, Siman Chaf Beis, writes that if a person makes himself tzitzis, he makes a Bercha Shechiyonu.
What do you make tzitzis? He makes a talis, he makes a
blue tzitzis.
But that is a good bet. Let's assume that. We'll see. Now, in Hilchos Tefillin, the Torah just explains in great detail how you make tefillin, what you have to do, many, many halachas involved. But nowhere does the Torah write that when you make yourself a pair of tefillin, that you should be making Shechiyonu. So the Beis Yosef already mentions this question. He brings the Mahari Avuov, Yitzchak Avuov, who's more or less a contemporary with the Shulchan Aruch, and who asked this question: why does the Torah mention you make a Shechiyonu when you make tzitzis, but you don't make it? He doesn't seem to mention you make a Shechiyonu when you make tefillin. That's the kasher of the Mahari Avuov. So, I mean, the question is: who is he following the shita of the Rambam? The Rambam would seemingly be the one who would tell you that the making of tzitzis is enough to justify Shechiyonu. So, if we're assuming the Torah is following the Shittas HaRambam, so it should apply to tzitzis and the tefillin. So why does he not write it with tefillin? Says the Mahari Avraham, and this is how the Beis Yosef paskens, as we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, that no, the Torah does not follow the Shittas of the Rambam. We do not pasken like the Rambam. A making of a mitzvah is not enough to justify making a Shechiyonu. So why are you making a shechiyonim with tittis, but you're not making a shechiyonim with tefillin? He says it's simple. When you're making tittis, you know what the situation was? You bought yourself a beged. You bought yourself a beged, and then you put the tittis on. And therefore, why are you making shechiyonim? Because kama keilim chadashim. You bought a new beged, and that's enough to justify a shechiyonim. However, why are you only putting the tzitzis on? Why is it only when you put the tzitzis on that you make the bracha? That's what we learned before, because it's not ready to wear until such time as you put the tzitzis on.
Good to wear it without.
It's also to wear it without.
Not to wear it without.
Yeah, you can't wear a beged without one comes in the bathroom. What am I saying?
Is the beged the tzitzis kosher enough to be mechayev the bracha?
Oh, also a good point. Getting
tired. You can wear it at night.
So, indeed, the poskim say that nowadays it's not so clear that when you're buying the beged of tzitzis of a talis koton, they don't cost too much. It's not so clear that would necessarily qualify for a shechion in that days. Agreed. But I think in the zman of the tour, probably even a talis koton might have been that much more expensive. Talis godel, lachayra, and definitely one should, because that, you know, costs a lot more money.
Nearly 100 pounds, and yeah.
It covers most of the body as well.
Also true. So, but getting to the raya for the Mogen Afrot. The question is, what about tefillin? Tefillin, obviously, the reason why the Torah didn't write that you make a shechion on tefillin is because you're all, there's no what do you have new here on making a new mitzvah? We don't pass them like the Rambam. There's no reason why we should make a shechion. Ask the Achroinim. 1 second. With tzitzis, I understand. You bought a new pair, a beged, and you put the tzitzis on. So what happens if you buy yourself a new pair of tefillin, which is what everyone does nowadays? What happened then? Should you be making a shechiyonah when you buy yourself a new pair of tefillin? Making, I understand. That we understand why you should make a shechiyonah. But if you buy yourself a new pair of tefillin, why shouldn't you make a shechiyonah?
They're ready made to wear. They're ready made to put on.
But you bought it. You're not yourself.
So
what? If you buy a new suit, you make a bracha. What happens when you buy tefillin? Says the Har Tzvir, to Geis Frank, and the Tehillah L'David as well, one of the Dodei Achroidim. From here you see a raya, that the raya for the Mogen Avraham, that on Divrei Mitzvah, you don't make a bracha Shechiyanu. That's why the Torah didn't write that you make a Shechiyanu on tefillin, because it's a Davar Mitzvah. And therefore, L'chaira, we have a raya for the Mogen Avraham, that on Divrei Mitzvah, you don't make a bracha Shechiyanu. Exactly. And therefore, the Tehillah L'David goes as far as to say, Talas Koton, definitely nowadays, we would not consider a Dvar Mitzvah. Because the beged itself, we do go into a bathroom wearing a Talas Koton. Mm-hmm. A Talas Godel, the minhag is, that we don't go into a bathroom. Why not? Because we consider it something miyuchud for a mitzvah. And therefore, the Tehillah L'David actually raises the question, Bechlal, should we be making a Berachah Shechiyon or Talas Godel? And there are those, actually, and there's definitely a strong minhag with the Sfadim, that some Sfadim have the minhag. The Ad Chuppah, the Chosson takes a new Talas, and he gains two things. Number one, he takes the Talas and he puts it over the Chosson and Kalah. Very advisable to tell a Kalah about this minhag first, because she might get a rather nasty shock otherwise. But they gain two things. Number one, by putting the talis over the chosn and kala, that you're going to one shit in the rishonim, that is chuppah. That is the chuppah, that when the chosn puts the talis over the kala together, that is chuppah. That's one thing they gain. What else do they gain? They gain a berachah shechiyonu. Why? Because why don't you make a shechiyonu when you get married? What? So it's you have a new wife, Kona Kalim Kadoshim. So I think some people say it because you never know. You just got married, how do you know you really got a good deal? So that's what some people say. But it's a shayla. Why don't you make a bracha? And maybe you're making a shechiyonah because you're doing a mitzvah, maybe you're making a shechiyonah because you essentially bought something new. So the Abu Dram says the Ashkenazim, we don't make a bracha because it's something which is toila al das acherim. It's toila on somebody else. In which case, you're not sure you're necessarily going to make the bracha, and therefore, says the minag is not to make shechiyonim. But those who have the Sfadim who have this minag, they're marviach something else. By making the shechiyonu on the new talis, they also patter themselves from the possible chiv to make a bracha on getting married. But the Tehillah David says, but lefi the Mogen Avraham, not so simple. Because it's the talis, and definitely our talis gadol, which is a dvar mitzvah, who says bechlal, according to the Magen Avraham, you should make a bracha on the talis gadol? Because he's ma'orah on this minhag. But it's a dvar mitzvah, and mitzvah's lav l'honest neinu. It's true you have simcha, but the simcha's not yours.
And it's still a beged as well.
Still a beged.
It's not
talis gadol's a beged.
But it's a mitzvah. Seeing as you're miyachid the talis as something as a dvar mitzvah, yeah. The whole thing's a mitzvah now. So it's true it's a beggar, but the whole talis you consider a dvar mitzvah.
It's an optional mitzvah because you don't have to wear a beggar before courses. If you do, you don't have to have
tzitzis. True, but when you wear it.
So then you have to wear. So it's filled with more of a mitzvah than a talis.
Perhaps. So let me be machalik a different way. To possibly at least answer this raya of the Torah for the Maritzi, one perhaps could add a chiluk here. That it could be that even the Maritzi who argues with the Magen Avraham, he may agree that as far as tefillin is concerned, this raya from the Torah might be correct. Because divrei mitzvah, it could be, is something which you don't make a bracha on. But what is something a dvar mitzvah? Most things we're talking about are kelim which facilitate doing a mitzvah. My classic example is the kiddush kois. You don't have to make kiddush on a kois, a silver kois. You can make kiddush on a china mug. It's absolutely the chatchila. However, I mean, I want to use it for my mitzvah. It's something which facilitates my mitzvah. But tefillin is different, because tefillin is the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is to take these black boxes and put them on. That is the be-all and the end-all of the mitzvah. So it could be the Moiruk Tzir might agree that this Raya of the Torah is correct, that where the thing is the actual mitzvah itself, like tefillin, then you could argue that the Moiruk Tzir perhaps would agree to the Magen Avraham, we don't make a bracha. But that still leaves us with a machlekes with regard to many such things, like a Kiddush Kois, which are kelim which facilitate a mitzvah. Classic example is menorah. Someone asked me before Hanukkah, just told me that I bought a new menorah. So I said, you going to make a Shechionu? And you said, yeah, why not? So I said, I'll tell you why not. Because it's a keli which facilitates a mitzvah. So the easiest way round with menorah, for example, is very simple. You're going to make a shechionu on the first night. So when you're making shechionu on the first night, you might as well have in mind to cover the menorah as well. But if you're buying things like a kiddush kois or any other such keli which facilitates a mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah, he brings both the day of the Magen Avraham and he brings the day of the Moiruk Tzir. And he says, because we have the Maritzir, Ein Limchos the Atom of Arachim, you should not be Moicha on those who make a bracha. But you clearly see that the Mishnah Berurah seems to follow that the Ikar Halacha is like the Magen Avraham, that one doesn't make a bracha on a keli which facilitates a mitzvah, Kol Shekein, something which is the mitzvah itself. And therefore, I would tell you the easiest way around. If you buy such a keli facilitating a mitzvah, and that if we're following the Magen Avraham as the Pashas, the Mishnah Berurah, buy something else as well. Buy something like a new pre, buy something else which is definitely going to have a chiv shechiyaru, and therefore be poitered at the same time.